Well, I'm Ian Whittle. I'm the younger son of Air Commodore Sir Frank Whittle, who died in August 1996. And we're standing in one of the anterooms of Royal Air Force College Cranwell right now, which was really the seat of my father's learning. I think if you want to describe what my father did in very few words, you might say that he was the father of the jet engine, because he was the originator of the idea way back in 1929 when he was a 22-year-old flying officer. He first came to Cranwell as an apprentice, as a boy entrant, and then did well enough to be admitted into the college to become an officer cadet. During his time here, he had to write a thesis on a subject of his choice, and he chose the subject Future Development in Aircraft Design. And it was in that thesis that he first touched upon what was to become his life's object, to replace the piston engine propeller combination that was used in aeroplanes in those days. The piston engine has its limitations of altitude and the propeller its limitations in speed. He came up with the idea of using a gas turbine engine and applying jet propulsion to it to become the power plant for aeroplanes. He did not invent jet propulsion, because that's a natural phenomenon. He did not invent the gas turbine engine. That had been invented way back in 1791. So he put jet propulsion, a natural phenomenon, together with the gas turbine engine, and that's what started it all off. But it wasn't until 1941 that they had an engine which could be referred to as a flight engine, which was known as the W1, and that was placed into an airframe built by Gloucester Aircraft Company, and this airframe was dubbed the E-28, Experimental Aircraft Number 28, E-28 39, 39 being the year that it was ordered. And the W1 engine was put into that aeroplane early in 1941. And because the countryside around Cranwell is flat, it's fairly secure, don't forget the war was raging at the time, they used Cranwell as a venue for the very first flight. They brought the aeroplane over by road, and the engine was already installed, and Jerry Sayer, the test pilot, on the evening of May the 15th, 1941, started up his engine and taxied out here and made the first successful turbojet flight in the world. Mark my words, I said successful there, because of course the Germans did put a gas turbine jet propulsion aeroplane in the air in 1939. But here in Cranwell, on May the 15th, 1941, just over there, across the way, that little aeroplane got airborne, flew for about 17 minutes, and was totally successful. After it landed, they put it away in the hangar, locked the door, and everybody said, well, aren't you going to have a look at the engine and see if it's still all right? And they said, oh, there's no need, it's perfectly all right. I don't think that the general public worldwide really appreciate that all jet engines throughout the world, propelling all jet aircraft, can trace their lineage back to that original W1 engine. I'm very proud to be his son, and apart from the fact that I thoroughly enjoyed flying jet-propelled aeroplanes for the whole of my working career, as a personality, he's such a fun man to know. He wasn't just enthusiastic about aeroplanes and jet propulsion. He was very interested in history and geology and literature. And for a chap who came from a working class background, I just found him always rather amazing. A super memory he had, and he was darn good company, I can tell you.